Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the beef mince of conversation, the tomato of the internet, the kidney beans of friendship, and the chili powder of having a lovely chat. It's chili con carne, but there's so many ingredients that you need for chili con carne that it really threw me, James.
That said, Gamble, my name is James Acaster. Together we own a dream restaurant, and every single week
onions,
we invite in
garlic.
A guest. And we ask them their favourite ever start, a main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order.
Chili without rice.
And this week our guest is...
Katie Wicks. Katie Wicks, wonderful comedian, actor, author. She does it all, James.
Your former rival.
Former rival on Taskmaster, of course.
Your slain foe.
Yes, my slain foe. She was brilliant on that show. Yeah. She's brilliant on everything, to be honest. She's one of a select group of comedy actors who, if she's in it, I know it's going to be good.
Yep. And you, do you know what? Not only do you know it's going to be good, you know that Katie Wicks is going to be good in it.
Well, that's why it's good, because Katie Wicks is good in it. You know what I mean?
That's why it's good. And we're very excited about Katie Wicks coming on this podcast. But here's the thing. Even though Ed has already slain Katie on another show.
Is she a ghost? That's why she's a ghost, because she lost to me on Taskmaster.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's why, if you watch Ghosts, there's a bit in it where they cut out where they talk about her character and how she died.
Same with Lolly, because she lost on Taskmaster.
Yeah, she was slain by Noel Fielding.
Yes.
He's slain.
And Kyle is alive in Ghosts, but he did lose on Taskmaster.
Yeah, so
Charlotte
maybe.
Ritchie can see Ghosts because she lost on Taskmaster. The theory's not holding up, James.
Kyle and Charlotte ruined it for us.
Yes. Badil's not in Ghosts, but he's not even become a ghost because I ground his body down to dust in Taskmaster.
Well, Badil already lost his mind. His brains had already been ground to dust before he even went on that show. My nephews declared him an idiot when they watched it.
And what do they declare me?
The coolest person in the world ever.
Eddie Gamble.
Eddie Gamble, they think you're so cool.
Yeah, baby.
I think you're cool and they think you talk by saying, hey, dude, hey, man, yo.
I do that.
When they write text messages as you to me, thinking that they're tricking me because they don't know how phones work. And they write, yo, it's me, Ed, yo. Hey, man. And then insult me.
Yeah. It's pretty much is what I do to you anyway on texts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, pretty
much. Hey, man, you suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff
hey,
like
man,
that.
Yo, dude, you suck. Just say it. Bye. And then they're like, from Ted.
Yeah.
Because you're saved as Ted Grumble in my phone.
Ted Grumble, yeah.
If Katie Wicks chooses the secret ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have to kick her out of the dream restaurant and she will be slain all over again. And this week, the secret ingredient is... toast. A piece of toast.
A piece of toast. It has to be a piece of toast because this was your suggestion, because based on the Desiree song Life.
Yes.
I don't want to see a ghost, aka ghosts.
Yeah, like Katie.
Katie Wicks. I'd rather have, that's the sight that I fear most.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a piece of toast, watch the evening news. So that's where a piece of toast comes from. But it's a very broad secret ingredient, James.
Yeah.
Poppadoms or bread. She might say a piece of toast.
Yeah.
And then she's gone.
And then she's gone. And listen, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And I think that's exciting.
It is exciting, but also it's awful.
Yeah.
Because I know Katie listens to this podcast sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's excited to come on.
Yeah.
But what we do if... Because obviously when we kicked Jade out, it was in the dessert. So it works.
Yeah.
What are we going to do if we kick Katie out of the Poppadoms or bread course?
Sing Life. Sing that Desiree song, Life.
The whole thing?
For an hour, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's say now that Katie has a brilliant book out called Delicacy. So you should absolutely go and buy that. We'll do the plug now just in case we kick her out after 5 minutes.
Katie Wicks, Delicacy, out now. Buy it on paperback and audiobook.
This is the off-menu menu of Katie Wicks. Welcome, Katie, to the Dream Restaurant.
Welcome, Katie Wicks, to the Dream Restaurant. Why do you swallow your chewing gum?
Hi, boys.
sorry.
So that's sexy.
This rarely happens.
Yeah.
That we just get into it this quickly. But
before
we started recording, you said you were going to swallow your chewing gum.
You're making me out to be a ridiculous figure. Yeah. It's half a chewing gum.
Right.
And B, it was a sort of panic. I was thinking of you guys.
But why are we going to swallow?
I was thinking I'll take one for the team. Would it be easy if I just quickly swallowed half a chewing gum?
It wouldn't be if you died. That would be awful.
I have done it before and I'm still here to tell the tale. So.
How many chewing gums have you swallowed?
Over my lifetime? Maybe 10.
I don't think I even could do it.
You know what it makes you think of? And we were just mentioning Steve Coogan as well because he's done an episode recently.
Yeah.
I went to see Steve Coogan live when I was 13. My mum took me to his live show. And one of the pre-show announcements was, if you have any chewing gum, don't swallow it. It wraps around your heart. And so now anytime anyone mentions swallowing chewing gum, I think of that.
Well, wraps around your heart, Katie.
I've got a big one. There's plenty of room.
Well, I think it's insane that I've never met anyone who swallows chewing gum before. So I think you're like the most risk-taking badass guest we've ever had on.
Yeah.
That could have been the one that killed me and Ben swooped in with a receipt for, can't remember, and I put it in there.
Yeah.
So what was the receipt for?
What was it for?
It was for a card. A greetings card. Birthday.
Memory card.
A well-done card.
It's a great format.
You bought someone a well-done card, Benito. That's nice, isn't it?
That's nice.
I hope it's for me after I've done this.
Yeah. We give all our guests a well-done card.
James put his head in his hands when I said that.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's too wacky for you. Yeah. I see.
Have you ever received a well-done card before for something?
Maybe A-levels.
Did you do well on your A-levels or was it pre-results?
Well done for trying,
yeah.
For getting... No, it wasn't pre-results. I did fine, you know, I got a BA, put it that way. Yeah. I remember my parents giving me a well-done card for that. What else? Oh, maybe like first night. I've done a couple of plays.
Yeah.
You sometimes get a... It's not so much well-done, is it? Because I haven't done it yet. I don't know, thinking of you that bit on your first night.
Thinking of you. Congrats. Cards mean nothing to me, man.
Yeah?
You know when someone gives you a card, I'm
like... Depends on the message, doesn't it?
I don't know. Nah, I'm just
depends on the old missive. You'd like a blank one so you can reuse it.
Yeah. That is ideal.
Now, that's thoughtful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's a blank card. Reuse this.
Yeah.
There's nothing inside.
Yeah.
Lovely front.
You don't like them?
No. What's the point? There goes... Here's, when I get a card, open it, read it, straight in the bin.
You don't display it?
No, well, I think that's arrogant if it's well done.
What about birthday cards? Do you want people to come in and know it was recently your birthday?
People don't really come into our house.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. It's still locked down in your house,
yeah,
isn't
it is, yeah.
Yeah.
We're very safe in our house. Me and my wife socially distanced.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like food, Katie? Are you a food fan?
I'm not a foodie.
No.
At all. My parents, who are now dead, bless them. I'm sorry I've said it. That's atmospherically very dark, I know. But they didn't really cook, so I never really got into it. Mm-hmm. So my dad was like, he was from Merthyr Tydfil, you know, from this ex-mining town. He you know, egg and chips was his whole life. He thought pasta was, you know, exotic, hummus, stuff like that. When I'd come back from uni and there'd be sort of hummus in the fridge and stuff like that, he just thought it was really foreign and weird. And I think for my mum, it was just a massive chore and she really resented having to do it. So I think there was a point when I was a teenager and my mum tried to teach me to cook, But I was so resentful of being told what to do, I didn't listen.
Yeah.
So I hate cooking. I find it a massive chore. I find it really boring. And I love being cooked for, who doesn't? I'm just so like grateful when someone gives me food. I'm not a foodie. I don't know the names of things. And also if I go out to eat, there's so many other things to consider before I even get to the food. You know what I mean? There's like a lot of sensory stuff. I hate like noise and particular lights and, you know, it's all about who I'm with. And I sort of almost not forget to eat, but I never really focus on the food.
You're not focusing on
what's
it. You're chatting
on,
and yeah.
How I'm feeling, you know, I've left the house. Well done. There's a lot of steps I go, you know, before I even get to a restaurant, sit down, have a meal. And then if the food's nice, it's a bonus.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm such a Philistine. I've been to really posh restaurants and I thought it was a bit weird stuff I was eating. Quite honestly, like worm salad. I've had stuff like that.
Worm salad?
What?
Yeah. And what's the name of the place? But I went to a very posh place for my birthday and there was two. I went with, the other person with me was vegan. So you got an email before sort of saying, you know, do you want the vegan menu or the non-vegan menu? That was the two choices. So I'm planning on being vegan eventually. I think we all have to be, won't we, basically. But so I'm sort of groping towards being vegan, but doing it really badly. Anyway, so at this point I took non-vegan and I had to take a breath then. It was really an emotional story. And then the food came and I ate this salad and the woman took it away and she said, how was your salad? And I said, oh, yeah, fine, thank you. Then she looked down at the plate and she said, oh, you've still got some worms left. And I thought I was hallucinating. I thought I'd left my body. You know what I mean? I thought, oh, this is like trippy now.
Yeah.
Like what's just happened there? And I looked down and then I saw like three or four worms in the plate. Not like garden worms, kind of shrub territory.
Little worms.
Yeah, they were little, but they were moving. They were dead.
Yeah.
And I looked at them and I just, it just took me a long time to take it in, you know, to process what was happening. And I just said, oh, no, I'm done. Thank you. And handed the plate. And I just remember being really pale and shocked. And then the person I was with was a bit sort of, well, that's what happens when you tick, you know, non-vegan. You, in it's a way, not, like morally, you're saying I'm up for anything if you're.
It's not what happens if you tick non-vegan. You get worm salad.
But I took their point that they were sort of saying, well, you know, be a vegan. That's the solution. If you don't want secret worms, you know, to them, it's just protein. It's meat. So, but I felt a bit violated that I hadn't been told and just a bit sick. And
so
a bit
was it
confused.
Like a tasting menu thing where they were just bringing you out?
Is that a tasting menu? I don't even know the term.
Usually
like,
tasting menu, so they at least explain it up, put the dish down in front of you and go, and this is a worm salad.
No, definitely there was no prior warning. Yeah, there was no chat about it.
This
about
brought
it
you
being
worm salad. You still got some worms left.
And then she saw my reaction. She came back and she said, I won't do her accent, but she said, is the problem that you didn't like it or do you object? Like she was trying to understand what
for
my reaction.
To the kitchen. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. She was really concerned by my and confused by my reaction, and I sort of said, no, it's fine. It's just the shock of eating worms.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit hungover. I was a bit tearful. I just wanted to have a nice birthday and not be fed worms. That's all I wanted.
You were tearful?
Because I was hungover.
Yeah. So you were crying as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be why she came back to check.
I thought the tears would bring the worms back to life and it would all be amazing.
I do want to know the name of that place though, because I'd like to try worm salad.
I'll tell you after. Also at the end they served for pudding. It was tobacco flavoured chocolate. Which went really well with a cigarette, I have to say. So that was lovely.
We always start with still a sparkling water.
Oh, yeah, not the worm stuff. That's true. Yeah.
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 Well, no, we can start with the worm.
We always start with
conversation
worm
wise.
The worm course.
Conversation
worm
wise. We start with worms.
Yeah.
But meal wise, still a sparkling water. And we won't trick you.
The only time I think, I don't really drink water. I'm like Winkleman. Okay. I hate it. I find it really boring. So I'm happy to go with whatever the other person has ordered because I'm not going to drink it, if truth be told. The only time I drink water is in the gym, so still, because I've never seen anyone drink sparkling water in the gym, which I might start doing. So I think still. But sparkling, like I'd never had it before I moved to London. I still think of it as a really glamorous, exciting thing, definitely. I'm at the moment, I'm quite obsessed with Dash water, which is sparkling water with, you know, flavor with fruit in it.
Yeah, I've seen them in the sort of the thin cans.
Yeah, the thin cans. Yeah. Lots of like nice pastel colors. I'm obsessed with those. So I'm like a complete baby. Like I'll only drink water if it's got a little bit of something extra in it to try and make you forget it's water, basically.
What's your favorite flavor of Dash?
There's a green bottle. So it must be lime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like lime.
Yeah, lime.
Yeah, apples. Lemon, yeah. Limey. Yeah.
If you would have whatever the other person's having,
yeah,
who would you imagine you're having your dream meal with?
And what would they have?
What would they have?
Well, so I've just been at the moment, you know Adam, who I write with, don't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah.
With red hair. So we've just gone away. I'm writing like sort of full time at the moment. It's just been a year of writing, which has been amazing. I've really, really loved it. But so we went away this week and had a lot of meals. So I'm sort of thinking of him. He always has sparkling. And I just sort of let him.
Mm-hmm. So you're imagining maybe having the same as Adam, but he'd pick sparkling. But I think if you like that Dash, you could have Dash on your dream meal.
Oh, he drinks Dash as well.
So did you both discover Dash together, you and Adam?
Well, I mean, we'll get onto this with the drinks, but I am really obsessed. I think there's a gap in the market for the following. Okay, so what I'm really interested in is drinks. If you don't want alcohol, which I don't really drink very much, if you don't want caffeine, if you don't want alcohol, if you don't want sugar, if you don't want aspartame, but you don't want to drink water, the choices are so limited, aren't they? Mm-hmm. So I'm always on the lookout for an exciting soft drink that has none of those things that still tastes nice.
Yeah.
But I never find those kind of drinks. Like when I was filming Big Boys, actually, I found a shop that sold these drinks called Feel Good, nothing to do with May Show. Mm-hmm. And they came close. They were amazing. But Dash comes close as well to a soft drink that has nothing in it. No fun, no aspartame, nothing, no, you know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's, you go to a pub and it's lime and soda. Yeah. That's the only choice.
Poppadoms or bread? Oh, Poppadoms or bread, Christ. Katie Wicks? Poppadoms or bread?
Can't have Poppadoms, don't have a gallbladder. Next question.
Up to you.
Right.
It's not up to me. I didn't choose to not have a gallbladder.
Well, that is, you made it sound like a choice.
It's the first time we've had that answer.
Okay.
Can't have Poppadoms, don't have a gallbladder.
Well, it's true.
Excuse me for my ignorance.
You were there.
But why does... Yes, I was there.
When Katie lost her gallbladder?
Well, it's why I wasn't on Taskmaster for a bit.
For two episodes.
Oh, that was it. It was a gallbladder.
Yeah, so what... I mean, so I had gallstones, which is incredibly, incredibly painful.
Yeah, so I've heard.
And they sort of came out of nowhere. The doctor wasn't really sure why I'd suddenly got them. Well, the answer was I was quite young to get them. I was holding back that because I came out so well out of that bit. And so when we were filming, we were filming the studio, weren't we?
Yeah.
And it was Sunday night and I was in so much pain. I think I might have texted Alex Horn to be like, just to let you know, I'm in hell and I don't know if I'm going to be well enough for the studio. Mm. He was like, you know, just don't worry about it. But I think at that point they got some standbys.
Yeah.
So then I ended up in A&E. And they kept me in overnight and I was really out of it because I was in so much pain. And they said to me, look, it's got to come out because it just got to the point where my gallbladder was, you know, it was inflamed and stuff like that. And I was in hospital, you know, in the outfit, what do you call it, the gown.
Not the Taskmaster outfit.
No, not yet.
The builder's hat.
Yeah, being sick into the builder's hat in bed. And I think I sort of decided I was going to, so I'd missed one show and I decided that night I was going to go in and make the studio. Mm. So I went straight from hospital. It was so dramatic. So they kind of came around, did that thing where they discharge you, that's the word, and they're sort of making sure you're compos mentis and saying you're right. And I was saying, oh, I've got to go and be on TV. And they were like, yeah. And a bit like, we should keep her in for a bit long. It was really like, you know, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They thought I was completely delusional. I was like, I've got to go and be on TV. I've got to go. And I sort of almost had to pull the drip out of my arm and be like, I've got to go on TV. Yeah. And there was one, I had a shower in one of those sort of disabled cubicles and they just had that sort of like horrible shampoo that's like for, you know, for everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I sort of said, I'm going on TV, I really like glossy hair. Do you have any like nicer shampoo than the one, like it's just that one. It's just like hair, body, everything. And they were like, no, we don't have any nice shampoo. I was like, oh, that's okay, that's all right. I'll wash my hair with that stuff. It'll be fine. And then I got a text from my neighbour saying that a tree had fallen in front of my house and I could no longer get into my house. So that was weird, just fallen in the night.
Yeah.
There was no one in the house, but you couldn't get in or out because the tree was just blocking the front door and there's no back door. So then when the doctor came around, I sort of said, look, there's a tree. I can't get into my house. There's a tree in front of it and I've got to go on TV now. So I've got to go. And he just thought
he knows you've got to go on TV.
They just thought I was delusional.
Yeah.
But I did. I went that night and I was so out of it. And Joe Brand, who's famously an ex-psychiatric nurse, was looking at all my pills before we were filming, being like, okay, don't take this before the show. And then I did, got muddled. She was like, take this for food, do this. She was amazing and really caring.
Yeah.
And we got through it. I don't think anyone noticed. But I remember after that show, one of the producers texted me being like, oh, you were quite different energy tonight. What did you say? You were quite aggressive or something.
I don't remember you being aggressive.
Well, basically. I was on antibiotics and they made me feel very angry. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has ever had that, but I get that a lot with antibiotics.
So bread then.
Anyway. Bread.
Yeah.
Just a nice bit of toast after all that.
There were replacements for you on Taskmaster. Yeah.
That all began with K.
Yeah, that all began with K. But then the next night when you might not have been coming in, Paul Chowdhury was there in the building.
Yeah, nature's
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Paul Chowdhury.
Sorry, can we roll back? what was your choice?
What sort of bread do you want?
Well, I, at the moment, the nicest bread I've had in ages is... Do you know Dean Street Townhouse?
Yes.
The bread there is incredible.
Yeah.
That's my favourite bread. What is it called? I don't know. But it's very dense. It's brown. It's very spongy.
Mm-hmm. Like soda bread? Like
no, it's not soda bread. I've definitely had that. I had that in Ireland, actually. No, it tastes very... It's very sort of rustic looking. And it's the kind of, you know, stuff you want to sort of tear off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I've got on that bread.
But how do you... How do you want it? Because you said a minute ago, you said, yeah, just a piece of toast after all
I
that.
Think it was a general term.
Well, this is what I'm just checking, though.
That's my favourite bread of all time, the Dean Street Townhouse bread. But I do love toast. I'd say I have toast every day.
Yes.
I have scrambled egg and toast, I say, every day, pretty much.
Lovely.
But it's the Dean Street Townhouse bread that you would like.
That's
what you would like.
Dream bread.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
With butter?
Yeah, with Welsh butter, I think.
Nice.
Because I grew up in South Wales. I know I don't have an accent anymore. We were never allowed butter because my mum was always on diet. So it was always disgusting butter substitute, flora or half-fat butter. So because I was denied butter so much of my life, I'm quite obsessed with it. It still feels like a real... It feels forbidden and a huge
rebellious
treat.
Act.
Yeah, to have it. So I'm quite obsessed with it. But I do think Welsh butter is particularly delicious, salted, of course.
James, you just want to tell Katie why you're so tense, because I don't think you're going to be able to get through it otherwise.
What?
Yes.
I've got a spider on me.
That's your first guess?
I felt like that's what you were going to say.
First guess is there's a spider on you?
Yes, oh, is it the secret thing?
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Secret gift. Has anyone ever said it?
Yeah, yes, Jade Adams.
Jade Adams.
And do you chuck them out?
Yes.
Yeah, and you were very close just then.
By saying Welsh butter.
The secret ingredients for you is a piece of toast. Because
And you offhand said, yeah, bread, just a piece of toast in the end.
Oh, Christ.
But I think you said when that you in get, an offhand get, way.
And I was like,
but
oh
then
my.
You chose the Dean Street Townhouse.
You'll get tweets.
So. No, you didn't pick it.
Because we pushed you on it. What do you mean? And you said Dean Street Townhouse bread.
Yeah, no, that is my official...
And you clarified that it wouldn't be toast, and you didn't know at the time it was a secret ingredient.
Yeah, that's my official
choice. So it's fine.
Choice.
But it was just that I had to make sure that we were clear on it.
Can I just check quickly? I want to loop back to something.
Uh-huh.
Why can't you have poppadoms if you've got no gallbladder?
Right, exactly. So the gallbladder, it breaks down fat.
Mm-hmm.
It produces bile that breaks down fat. So I can't really digest fat very well.
Mm.
So fried things are out, spicy things are out, lots of things are out for me. Although, I mean, when was that? Like 4 years ago, was it? We did... TM.
Yes.
So now I can pretty much eat normally, but for a long time, I'd be in pain if I had something fried would really fuck me up. Can you swear?
Yes. Encouraged.
In character.
Yeah. In character. Yeah, you can swear
Thank
in
you.
Character.
You can swear in character.
That's
yeah.
one of your characters.
But chewing gum's fine. That's got no fat in it.
Yes, that's
so you can swallow that.
You can swallow that.
Lovely. Your dream starter, Katie Wicks.
So I think it's going to be. I mean, again, I can't really eat this because of what I just said, but I can eat, I'm going to eat a bit of it if that is allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, for your dream meal, we can pop your gallbladder back
yeah,
in.
Put yeah, put my gallbladder back in, would you please?
Yeah, it's the first time the genie's had to do that. But
yeah, God, I hadn't thought of that. If I'd thought of that, my whole menu would have changed, you know. This is me pre-operation. It's a plate of chips from the place that I used to go to when I was little. So we lived... About half an hour outside of Cardiff. So I go Cardiff when I say Cardiff. So on a Friday night, we'd have the chippy tea, and it was a huge deal, huge treat. My dad would usually be working late, so me and my mum would, like, drive to the chip shop. It was a place called Ely, just outside of Cardiff. And just the chips in there were so incredible. And I remember I'd sort of sit and wait in the car And I've got a really particular memory, which is the one where it's like that Bryan Adams song had been at number one for like 16 weeks.
You know, the Robin Hood one.
Yeah.
The Robin Hood one. And I remember that playing and me sort of looking out the window, watching the rain form because it was always raining in South Wales, waiting for the chips to arrive, just, you know, thinking, what will it be like to be in love as this song was playing? That's the sort of thing I'd be thinking. And then the chips would arrive and the car would be filled with the smell of the chips instantaneously. And then we'd get home and mum would insist on plates. You couldn't just go straight out the back.
Yeah.
But you could put the paper on the plate. You didn't
have
to do this.
As long as the plate's involved. Yeah.
You didn't have to shimmy them. Yeah. You didn't have to shimmy all the chips off onto the plate. You could just put it down, open, unfurl the paper, paper on the plate.
And is that what you'd do?
Yeah. And then in front of our knees. So it's those chips because they were really hefty, those chips. And they were you know, really fluffy and fat. Those kind of chips from this chip shop. And then we'd usually have, I'd have like a fish cake with it is what I remember. But again, because like we only had sort of, well, in my house, there was a kind of thing of, there was men's food and women's food. That's how I was kind of raised. So there was like, men's food was like anything. Uh-huh. And women were just supposed to have like
Men really lucked out.
Well, it was fairly patriarchal. So me and mum, I always had to just like eat what mum was having, which was like Ryvita and diet food and health food. So like when it came to Friday night, it was like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Just like the taste of fat was explosive because I'd just been eating like half fat everything in the week. So it was like a really big deal. It was really exciting. Yeah.
Sounds it.
I had a really difficult childhood.
So just what? Those chips. It's just
those
funny.
Chips.
It's just funny to tag on at the end of this quite nostalgic story.
About dreaming about love.
I had a really difficult childhood. That's
no,
all
but
I'm
that
saying.
Was, you know, silly riff.
Yeah,
just yeah. That's why I laughed at it. But then you went what?
Why are you laughing at me or with me? It's not
weird, clear.
It's not clear.
James obviously loved the idea of you sat in the car waiting for the chips, thinking about what it would be like to be in love.
Yeah. Thinking about what it would be like to be in love.
Yeah, that song is the first time I really. It just from that song, I thought being in love is just going to be so. You know, epic. It's going to be amazing.
But also, I remember the music video for that song. Because I remember, like, it was number one for ages.
Yeah.
So
I think it
Bryan
was 16
Adams,
weeks.
Yeah. So he wasn't turning up every week to perform it.
Not on top of the pops.
On top of the pops. So, like, they would just show the video.
Right. Yeah, you're so right.
But I hadn't seen that film.
Do you I just remember that like,
pulling the
bit.
Arrow.
Like,
the flame, was it Flaming Arrow?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what knocked it off? Because you know, like, music trivia,
I don't know
don't
with
you?
That one, actually. Yeah, it might have been, like,
is it wet?
See, I'm just blurring all that era and stuff
it was
in together.
The 90s,
because,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Think Twice by Celine Dion wouldn't have been long after that, but maybe.
That didn't make me think about love.
No.
That made me think about thinking twice.
The Shoot Shoot song by Cher, maybe. One of the original number ones.
Yeah. Sometimes they would record the live performance on Top of the Pops and then just play that in, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. Yeah.
You
know, remember when they were in
lazy.
A few weeks ago. But like,
so lazy.
Yeah,
but if you're Adams, like, and I'd say by the time it gets to 5 weeks at number one, if you're having to go into Top of the Pops every time, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I nearly, I went to South Korea recently. This is related, I promise. With a vegan and Tim Key.
Yeah.
And I...
So this
the third diet.
Is this a different vegan from the worm meal?
No, it's like...
No, same vegan.
I'm in a throuple with Tim Key and a vegan, is what I'm saying. We're really happy. And I went to South Korea and Bryan Adams was playing and we nearly thought, oh, let's just go in, be funny.
Yeah.
We were looking for K-pop and we found Bryan Adams.
The opposite.
That story doesn't go anywhere.
But
I
would have thought if you went to see Bryan Adams, that would transport you back to thinking, what would it be like to be in love?
I'd be there with my throttle.
Yeah.
I found love.
I know exactly what it's like to be in love.
But it's like now. And it's twice the fun.
You too. Not
which off. Song?
The Fly. By
I must
too.
Have blanked
absolutely
it out.
No idea.
So it must have been so devoed that I blanked it out.
I remember sitting in my car wondering what it would be like to be a fly. Well, talking about flies, I've literally... during this chat, looked down and realised that my flies are completely undone.
At least you got something on.
They are currently. And I didn't want to do them up again.
I'm going to check mine.
But like...
my tits are hanging out. For the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Do you know what happens?
The only clips we'll put out from this point, okay?
Honestly, I'm fine with that. I could do with an image change. I'm absolutely fine with that.
You heard about Katie? She's had an image change. What's she doing? She gets her tits out on podcast.
Gets her tits out all the time.
Leaves them out.
It's a lovely dream starter.
Yeah.
Is it?
I love
okay.
that. Yeah.
I love chippy chips.
Chippy
great,
chips is a start.
Yeah, you put me in the mood for chippy chips. I might get chippy chips tonight, actually.
Lovely.
That's a compliment. It's not often during a podcast, I think, I'm going to get that thing tonight.
Yeah.
How'd that compliment feel?
Felt like being in love. Felt like listening to Bea Adams in South Korea.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
The dream main course.
I think it's tricky, isn't it? But I think it's going to be.
Well, we know what it is.
Laughing because of
we
the
already
context.
Know.
Yeah, we do.
She told us by mistake.
It's going to be chewing gum on toast, maybe. it's going to be carbonara. Simple as.
Now we don't know our guests' choices, but we interviewed someone else today before you came in. You asked what their main course was. We told you that their main course was carbonara, and you went, "Oh my god, that's mine as well." So now this
Sorry
is the only time we've ever known.
Sorry,
it's a double carbonara
day.
No, that's good. I mean, look, it's a great choice. Thank but you. Talk us through it. Why do you love carbonara so much?
Are you supposed to say spaghetti carbonara? I thought if I just said carbonara, it sounds more authentic.
Well, I guess that leaves it open to maybe you could have a different shape of pasta with it.
No, I love spaghetti.
You have spaghetti.
It's the only time I've had it. I've never made it.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad one. But again, I think all pasta is incredible.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm just so happy to be given a plate of pasta. I've got no discerning, you know, like abilities when it comes to what's, I mean, that's sort of, unless it had like, you know, dog shit on it, I honestly don't think I'd know it was really bad. Like other people, I've been on jobs like on filming and you know, the catering's a big deal on filming, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everyone's knackered, everyone's working hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially if the crew actors aren't really, you know, expanding much energy mostly, but they're always doing stuff. And the whole day, you know, pivots around it. And people always often complaining about the food. I think it's like a bonding experience.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I just can't believe I get like free food. It's like, what? Someone just brings me the food. This is amazing. I just sit in my room and eat the food. I'm just so grateful that someone's brought me food. I never... yeah, like have an opinion on it.
But that's a good attitude to have, especially in a place of work, I guess, to be like, I'm just happy to be eating.
It's a little break in the day, time on my own. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's all that matters.
The only time I've like, yeah, turned ungrateful is, I don't know, after I don't know how many episodes of Mock the Week I did. But
we can tell you, I was gonna find out, you heard of the internet.
But the food was never that great on Mock the Week. And there was a point where I went, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm done. And 1 week I was like, I want a Nando's.
I love Nando's. I only had my first Nando's.
Because there's Nando's literally across the road.
You started a revolution.
I had my first Nando's on staff and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it blew my mind. I'm obsessed with it now. I have a lot. I absolutely love it.
What's your order in Nando's?
So I have plain. I have plain.
Because of the gallbladder.
I tried one above and it was like I was on that chat show where that show where you have to eat all the chilies and
Hot
be interviewed.
Ones, yeah.
That's how it felt.
Yeah.
Going one above plain. Wow. Plainish.
Wow.
That's how it felt. Some of us have lemon and herb. I have a chicken wrap.
Yes.
I don't eat red meat anymore, but as I say, I'm slowly trying to, you know. Well, I did. I know this is a controversial thing to say, but basically I was vegetarian for a while and I got really ill.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't a controversial thing to say because obviously you can do it and be fine. I was just eating bran flakes. I fucked it. I got anemic. So I wasn't doing it properly, but I, you know, spiritually I'm vegetarian.
Yeah.
Morally. Like, I want to be.
Morally, I'm vegetarian. Ooh. In practice, chicken wrap.
Yeah, in practice, Nando's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fascinating
listen
back for you, I think, to hear.
I'm not listening to this back.
No?
No.
Neither are you.
I might listen back to it. I think, Katie, it would be interesting for you to hear where your answers always end up. So, like, the question was, what's your Nando's order? And at the end, you're like, and then I got anemia. And then, I know it sounds like a bad thing to say, but like, I don't know what I'm. And it's like, wow, we've really ended up in a different place. And that's not a criticism. Yeah. I love the wraps in Nando's.
Yeah,
I get a lot of grief for it from him.
Why?
It's because he puts pineapple in his.
Yeah, I do that.
Thank you. I think
that's delightful.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. This is how it feels like to be in love.
Sorry, carbonate, yeah. Throuple? Room for another?
It's not a throuple. You've already got Timkey and the vegan.
No, I mean, we'll get rid of the vegan.
And the mysterious mysterious vegan.
Yeah, the unnamed vegan.
The silhouette. The best carbonara I had, I'm getting myself back to the carbonara. I can do it myself. Don't need you guys.
This
could have just been a monologue. Was in Florence, and it was a very touristy place. There was probably nothing authentic about it, do you know what I mean? But I just know it was delicious.
Cream in it?
It was very creamy, and I think that's the key thing for me.
Right.
It's the creaminess.
But was it creamy from cream? Because this is what people kick off about carbonara, when people put actual cream.
What else would it be if it wouldn't be cream?
Egg yolk. Creates the creaminess.
Right, okay.
Because you're not supposed to, apparently.
A dog has just let itself in.
Toast has just let himself in.
Toast, you're the secret ingredient. You can't be here.
That's why he's got butter all over his back.
Hello, Toasty. Oh, everyone else has had to go home, so Toast has been put in here. Is that okay,
Katie? Because my answers aren't good enough.
Yes, I love it. Because your answers aren't good enough. We've had to introduce a dog to the podcast to make it more interesting.
We've had to have a wacky sidekick because you're not delivering love.
Yeah, so apparently you're not supposed to put cream in carbonara to get the creaminess,
really?
But you put egg yolk in carbonara.
Have you made it a lot?
I've not made it before. I mean, I love it. I think it's delicious.
Yeah.
It feels like the biggest treat pasta-wise.
Maybe I'm going to make it. I've never made it. I mean, why would I? Yeah, I just think it's delicious. I always knew it was going to be a pasta dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's so comforting and kind of reminds me of being a student as well. One of my best friends, Marianne, she's a really good cook, and she would, like, if we went on a big night out, and we'd get in at 5 a.m. or something off our faces, and she'd make like a big pot of pasta and all be there the next day when you got up and you were kind of shaky and scared and, you know, what you'd done. And it would just be there on the stove, just like you'd be able to sort of dip into it and you'd feel a bit more, you know.
I'm glad that you said you don't drink much anymore, because the two stories about hangovers far, you've been in tears and you've been shaky and scared of what you've done.
It's a depressant, you know.
Yeah.
People should have the guts to say that more. No, I love it. I love being drunk. Like, for me, 2 glasses of white wine and an empty stomach is like a really transcendental journey for me.
It's like
I feel like I'm in the center of the universe. two glasses of wine and an empty stomach, I feel electric.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, it's an incredible feeling.
Yeah. But I think that's a lovely main course.
Yes.
It'd be quite easy to make, no?
I feel like it should be, because
I should say I can't. It's not that I can cook. Yeah. I just don't like it. I'm not terrible.
So if you were on Can't Cook, Won't Cook, which one would you be?
Which one's? I think you're Big Cook, Little Cook. That's different, isn't it? That's the big guy.
So there's
little
two
guy.
Questions to answer here. If you're on Can't Cook, Won't Cook, which one would you be? And if you're on Big Cook, Little Cook,
yeah. Can't Cook, Won't Cook.
Break it down. Slow down.
Aisley Harriet hosted it. It was a competition.
But the more interesting question, isn't it, is who would you be off?
Big Cook, Little Cook.
Oh, yeah.
I actually can't remember. I can picture them as both.
Sorry, I'm now mixing it up with Big Howard, Little Howard.
Yeah, it's not them.
I remember that.
So it's
Big Cook, Little Cook were originally a sketch comedy group called Electric Forecast.
I'd be the normal size one.
Normal size guy.
That's too vulnerable being that small.
That guy is tiny.
He agrees, he's tiny. God, imagine if he wasn't. Yeah. No show. what's Can't Cook? I've not seen that.
Can't Won't Cook was when we were growing up, it was on when we got home from school. Ainsley Harriet hosting it in the studio.
Right.
There would be two professional chefs and they'd each be paired up with a member of the public, one of whom can't cook and one of whom won't cook.
So I'd be Won't Cook, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be on the Won't Cook one.
You'd be Won't Cook, normal sized. So those are the two questions.
Normal sized, yeah.
Yeah. I was obsessed with Big Cook, Little Cook at university. We all were. Because one of my best friends at university looks exactly like Little Cook.
And is Little Cook the one with the mullet?
Ginger guy with the glasses.
Right, yes. Right. Yeah. Everyone's got a friend who looks like Big or Little Cook, yeah. Don't they?
It's the two. Big Cook, Little Cook are the two white guys.
Yeah. Again, another great throuple for someone.
Imagine they'd end up in a throuple with Big Cook, Little Cook.
You'd have to be medium-sized, wouldn't you,
at least the cooking would be taken care of. Yeah. Carbonara now. Big Cook. Tell Little Cook now.
Your dream side dish, Katie Wicks.
It's just a small lasagna, if that's okay.
That is absolutely okay.
Okay, good. Probably cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Very nice. Very nice.
Cold lasagna?
Yeah. I love a cold lasagna.
Because?
Well, a whole story about it, but then I wrote a show and called it that.
That's where I know you from. The show. I saw that show. I'm trying to place these guys all day.
Yeah, I know, right? You saw his Little Cook for
Ed was on Taskmaster with you.
That's where I know you from. Finally, a catchphrase you're getting bored with. I would have it cold because when the fat was all congealed the next day, like that is heaven.
Yeah,
so good.
Because I couldn't decide between lasagna and carbonara. I've never had a bad lasagna. I'm quite obsessed with it, like Garfield.
How do you feel about Mondays?
I think Sunday nights are the worst.
Yeah, that's true. They missed that trick with Garfield, didn't
they? He should have said sort of Sunday nights in the speech bubble rather than Mondays.
As a kid, man. Yeah, those Sunday nights when you go back to school the next day.
And the Antiques Roadshow music mocking you.
That was your TV thing on Sunday night, was Antiques Roadshow.
It was often the... like the Sunday night drama, so the Narnia one.
Yeah.
That one.
The Borrowers.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about the Borrowers just then when we were talking about Little Cook. Yeah. I was thinking about the Borrowers. They should do a Borrowers Can't Cook, Won't Cook. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Yeah. Who's Can't Cook and who's Won't Cook from the Borrowers?
Out of the Borrowers.
Arietti won't.
In fact, that's another one of my favourite meals. That'd be a strong contender. Me and my mum used to have, we'd have toast with pâté on it.
Yeah.
And sit in front of the Sunday night drama.
So we were so close to kicking you out of this, like twice.
Oh
now.
Yeah, sorry, I've said
twice
it again.
You've swerved it.
Or like cheese and crackers, we'd have.
Yeah.
And watch Project Runway. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
Tim Gunn.
Yeah, Tim Gunn. Yeah. That was the first thing I wanted to be, was a fashion designer for ages when I was a teenager, and I used to just draw dresses in my bedroom. And I love Project Runway.
Were they good dresses looking back? That you designed?
The ones I drew or on the show?
No, the ones that you drew?
I think they were good. They were always usually purple.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out what I would watch on a Sunday night. I think Antiques Roadshow definitely played a part, and I love those old Narnia ones.
The old Narnia ones, so good.
Which they released on DVD a few years ago, and I watched them again, and they are bad.
My friend's... Greta's making it, isn't she? Greta Gerwig. That's her next film.
Is she?
Narnia.
You're in First Name Terms with Greta Gerwig?
Greta. Yeah. But also, my friend's dad played Mr. Tumnus, and that was a really big deal.
What?
No, in the original.
The originals.
When I did National Youth Theatre, I was probably about 15 or 16. That was the first time I'd been to London, actually. And I remember there was a girl on that course, and she, the first thing, the second thing out of her mouth, my dad's Mr. Tumnus. Have you ever read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read
yeah.
all of them, yeah. watch all those shows.
Little Christian boy.
Yes, exactly. I was just thinking that.
So, yeah. little Christian yeah. boy, you get him read to you.
He's such a big Chrisso, isn't he?
Yeah, massive Chrisso.
A grief the observed. Whole thing, that's actually brilliant as well.
Whole thing's a metaphor for Christianity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't make it obvious if you're a little kid.
Yeah. A lot of allegory.
Until the very last
subtle.
Book.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
very last book, it's like he just lays it
yeah.
all out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I'm talking about Jesus. Yeah. As Jesus.
Of course, you would have to like, read them.
But I think like Christianity would be more popular if they just went with Narnia instead of the Bible. Because if Jesus yeah. was a yeah. lion, then I would have been on board with Christianity,
sort of
I think.
Replaced it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he was that weird mechanical lion in the suit
yeah.
that they had in that show.
I wanted to hug that so much as yeah. when I was a kid. I wanted to hug it.
You wanted to hug it?
Yeah. I still yeah. think about it all the time. I want to hug Aslan so much.
I looked quite a lot like Lucy.
Oh yeah,
is Lucy the dark head one?
She's the smallest one, the little
girl. Youngest one.
Not the yeah. I look quite a lot like yeah. her as a child, like a big bowl cut.
I love a little lasagna on the side of a carbonara. I think yeah. that's great because yeah. I'm a huge lasagna fan. I think it's probably if I had did a big detailed spreadsheet of all of my favorite mm. things and all of my favorite foods, I think lasagna would come out on top score wise.
Yeah, I agree.
It's phenomenal.
It's too much food. It's overwhelming.
Mm.
But you know, this is a fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're only having a little one, you said, on the side.
A little one, yeah.
A little
yeah.
cold one.
I'm interested. So how did this
finally.
Land? How did this landed as the side dish and not the starter? And the chips are the starter and not the side dish? Because some people might think traditionally you'd have it that, but it's very interesting. You've got it the other way around.
Yeah, you're right. That makes more sense. It could have been any configuration. All that mattered was they were all included.
Right, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you think you might get some carbonara on your fork, twizzle it up, and then stick it in the lasagna? And
that's a lovely fun? Idea. Yeah, I often think of you. This sounds so ridiculous. I often think of you when I, like chips in milkshakes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That makes me think of you.
Yes, yeah. I've gone on record on this podcast how much I love it. I've been reprimanded yeah. every time.
Yeah.
Good now it's you. Been brought up again. My mum will text me again and tell me off.
Oh,
for it
really?
Again. Yeah, she's.
When I talked to your parents about this podcast,
yeah, you met my parents recently.
Yeah, your mum said no. I think your mum said I listened to it in the kitchen.
Yes.
And your dad said I don't listen to it, but I can hear that I've forgotten your mum's name has it yeah. on in the kitchen, yes. and I walk through and
yeah.
sort of hear bits of it.
So your dream drink, Katie?
It's going to be a DC, Diet Coke.
DC, baby.
It's just my favourite drink. I love it so much. And I feel that... Oh, can I have an amuse-bouche?
Yeah.
When does that come, traditionally?
Right at the beginning.
Right at the start.
Because you've got to amuse-the-bouche.
We'll chuck it there.
Yeah.
Okay. A Trek bar, please.
Wow. First time anyone's chosen a Trek bar.
I think it's the first time someone's requested an amuse-bouche.
Yeah.
And then also, certainly, the first time Trek bars have appeared on the on the drink menu.
Yes. Yeah.
What flavour?
Flavour. Yeah. I like cocoa and I like the lemon ones and I like the raspberry and white chocolate ones.
How often are you having a Trek bar?
I'd say every day. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So when I'm writing, which I'm writing a lot at the moment, and I might write another book. I wrote a book.
Yes.
And food becomes kind of fairly perfunctory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because when you're in sort of creative flow, you sort of don't want to stop. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, what that feels like. Because there's always that anxiety, isn't there, that you don't know when the muse is going to, she's going to come back and whisper in your ear again. So me and my writing partner, we both have Diet, we don't really stop for lunch. We have Diet Cokes and Treks every single day to the point where we were sort of really embarrassingly joking the other day that if we sort of won an award, we'd have to thank Trek bars because it's been such a big part of our process. Like at this point, Diet Coke and Trek bars are just the only thing that's keeping me going.
Yeah.
Because I hate having to think about food. I hate having to stop and make something. I just like to eat the same stuff every day. It feels really reassuring and safe and I can digest it well. And, you know, it's 9 grams of protein. It keeps my blood sugar even.
Keeps you ripped.
It keeps me ripped.
The muscles going, yeah.
Exactly. And we were just saying today, because when another piece of work that we'd recently finished as a treat, we've been working on this script for about 6 months and we kind of got it finished. And we went round the Harry Potter world as a treat.
Yes.
And I went semi-ironically because I'm not massively into
You're
it.
You're not a Potterhead.
I'm not a Potterhead. Mm. I'm not embarrassed to say if I am,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just not. I sort of went half ironically. I just thought it'd be a really funny
yeah.
thing to do. I don't know if you've been, but
I've been.
Yes.
As you approach the building, when you're in that long queue, the traffic cones are slowly turning into wizard's hats.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a really cute detail.
Yeah.
So today, because we just finished another piece of work, we looked up to see if there was a Diet Coke factory as a treat that we could go to when we finished work. And so we were looking for one. And I said, I think it'd be funny. I said, oh, do you think when we're standing in the long queue, the traffic cones will slowly turn into Diet Coke cans? And we both laughed for about 10 minutes. After about 10 minutes, I went, hang on, what are you laughing at? And I was laughing at the idea of cones turning into Diet Coke cans because it's completely the wrong shape.
Yeah.
He was laughing at the idea there'd be a queue. And then that made me laugh again for about another 10 minutes. I don't know if that story translates, but...
I think it does.
It does, definitely.
So that was really fun today, thinking, well, let's look up, let's find a Diet Coke factory. And we were sort of imagining it'd be like the box factory in The Simpsons, like you'd kind of get like a vat, and you'd accidentally get boxed in with all the Diet Cokes on your way out. It was so cute.
Did you find one? Is there a tour available for a Diet Coke factory?
I think we got as far as working out where the nearest factory was and it's Wakefield. But that's my dream drink. And... because I don't really drink very much anymore. It's the only thing I've got left that gives me a little... It's my only vice, that little aspartame buzz.
When you open a Diet Coke, do you say, Diet Coke break? Like that.
You're writing partner and saying
I'm respectfully silent, actually. But I've been calling it DC for so long that I sort of forget sometimes when I'll say to someone else, oh, I'm one of those DCs, please. And, you know, they're like, what?
You called Taskmaster TM earlier.
I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Do you ever have a DC on TM?
Oh, every time.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, you can not have a gallbladder and you can still have DC.
GB.
Very.
GB.
GB, sorry. Yeah. You don't need a GB to have DC.
On TM or otherwise?
On TM, yeah.
On TM in the studio, they bring you your cups in little coffee cups, don't they? No matter what they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, do you remember that? Yeah. It was my friend who I went to Florence with, that I had the nice pasta with. My friend Henry was sat in the audience once and he said, because someone, like a floor manager, comes over with a sort of cardboard box that's got our drinks in and does this. And he said it looked like they were bringing out a box of kittens and that we were all like doing this. And then, like, we just needed a morale boost
I'd love that, though.
A little break. Bring me the box of kittens, would you? Okay. Now I can do Taskmaster TM. So funny.
Do you want the DC straight out the can or do you want to pour it in a glass with some ice?
I would like to. I love drinking it out the can. Don't like a bottle. I like the can. Mm. I know that supposedly it's all covered in rat's piss and you shouldn't do that.
What?
People say, like in warehouses and stuff, that the rats crawl over the tops of the cans and you shouldn't drink straight from the can. But
it's got to be out the can. It's got to be out the can.
I love it out the can.
I quite like, you know, a bit of, not loads of ice, so it's been dispersed beyond. You know, straight up to the meniscus and above. I don't like that, but I like, you know, lemon and two. I always take out at least three ice cubes. Mm. Too much ice for me. Just gets very, like, watery, doesn't it? If DC's not available, I'll have a DP, but I'm not thrilled.
Mm. Dr. Pepper?
Diet Pepsi.
I think, DC's available in the DR. Of course it is.
Yeah, in GB, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say, DR?
DR, Dream Restaurant.
Oh, right. Like, Republic of where? Like,
sorry, should let you know, we're technically recording in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a tax thing.
But my backup drinks are, if you asked, tea. Earl Grey tastes like soap to me. I don't think I'm alone in saying that.
Tea's a difficult one to abbreviate just to its letter, because the same.
Yeah, yeah, tea.
It also
tea.
Sounds like a letter.
And then you may as well say A. Yeah, same. Yeah. But also Apple Tango sugar free, I love Fanta sugar free, I love just all soft drinks that have aspartame and no sugar. I'm obsessed with all of them. Like, I have sometimes hurt myself from having too many fizzy drinks.
Yeah,
like it just starts to, there's like a stitch almost.
Yeah,
I used to have a big problem with DC. Like I was two liters a day. Something like that.
Yeah,
like
I can.
Glug
in. Yeah. But also, I really associate it with creativity. I don't know if you do. Like, when I'm sitting down to write, it really feels like I need, like, just me as is not enough.
Yeah.
Like, I need something extra. It's like my version of cocaine to get me going.
How do you feel about this? This is a pet peeve I've got when going to restaurants or whatever when it comes to DC.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I'll order like a pint of Diet Coke.
Right.
Because I know that I'm just going to order more. So it's like a pint of Diet Coke. And they don't tell you, oh, we actually don't have it on tap. So they go away and they've got those little bottles and they just pour two of the little bottles in. Yeah. It doesn't come all the way up to the top and they bring it to you and you realise that you've just been absolutely swissed.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Has that not happened to you
before?
No.
I thought you were going to say, which I hate, is when you ask for a DC and someone brings DP And they haven't said, by the way, it's not the exact thing.
Right.
Because they don't think it matters.
That can happen, sure.
Yeah, has happened.
This bottle thing has happened to me on more than one occasion now, and I've been swizzed by it.
I don't think I would notice. But is it just that it doesn't reach the top? It
doesn't reach the top. Giveaway? So it's a good distance short, it falls.
Yeah.
And then you realise they've just got those little... Also, those little Diet Coke bottles are too small.
I'd rather who's drinking those?
That and have the DC than nothing, I think.
Sure. Your dream dessert.
Done. Am I allowed, you know, one of those sort of cake stands that has three plates?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I reckon so.
So if that's the case, again, because we were never had sweet stuff in our house, I'm kind of... I don't really eat sugar anymore. So this is... This is, you know, off hours eating. But on the first plate, I'm going to have a couple of those giant red strawberries and some white chocolate buttons. And then second plate...
The sweeties.
Yeah.
Not just giant red strawberries.
Oh, no, sorry. The sort of gelatinous...
The like pick and mix. The pick and mix.
Right, okay.
Those strawberries. Yeah. Some white chocolate buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second plate, a small bit of cheesecake. And then the third plate, the apple crumble my mum used to make when I was little. We had, there was an apple tree that was in the neighbour's garden, but it sort of bulged over into our garden. So we were allowed to take those ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, me and my brother used to, the really little ones that weren't ripe yet, there was a sort of game, we had to throw them in the air, hit them really hard with a tennis racket. And if the landing noise was metal, it landed on the roof. You got the roof of the farm, that was like 10 points. If it was a sort of gentle duff, it probably landed in the field before the farm. So that was the cool game we used to play with the apple
tree. You were built for Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would absolutely do the...
Yeah. Yeah. I was raised in that house, in the Taskmaster house. Like, I'm a Taskmaster child. Alex was my dad. So that was a really fun game. So I've got fond memories of the apple tree. But when we hadn't plucked them off and hit them at the farm, Mum would make apple crumble with those apples, and it was incredible. And also cheesecake was the first thing I learned how to make, because you don't have to cook it. Mm-hmm. That was the joy of, like, and that's it, and you just put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it felt really grown up that I could make this thing, which was just some digestives, slam them in, Philadelphia, something else. I forgot what else you put
sugar,
in it.
Sugar is going in there, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. And put it in the fridge, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I still think it is delicious. I've never had... Are they called American ones? The ones that have got sort of...
The baked ones.
Structure. Yeah, baked, I don't like those. I like just a normal, you know, an open one.
Yeah.
Creamy, like just vanilla? Super creamy. Yeah, vanilla, I guess, goes in there.
Yeah, vanilla. I'm trying to think if I've ever had like different flavours one. Like it wouldn't be a chocolate one, anything like that. Just a very, quite plain, traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the creaminess.
Yeah.
The creaminess, the tang from the cream cheese, the sweetness.
Yeah. Creaminess means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
That's a great quote.
I'm guessing the white chocolate buttons and the giant strawberries were just your favourite from the pick and mix?
Yeah. I mean, there was a point where they were definitely midnight feast food for me as well. That would be the thing I'd get from. There was one little shop in the village I grew up, and the woman running it, she had disgusting fingers and those fingerless gloves on, and she had to get it. You weren't allowed to get it yourself. So these disgusting fingers would like go in and see it all go into the bag, but it was still like delicious. Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Roald Dahl Museum recently, and I'm the same height as Mrs. Twit. I'm quite tall. Like I thought she was short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's impressive. Like a little thing you go in. It's like, you know, again, I went with the vegan. He was the height of James's father from James and Giant Peach. I was Mrs. Twit.
That's good, though. To be the height of Mrs. Twit is good.
It's not good. He said, I don't want to tell. I said, what am I? And he said, I don't want to tell you. And I was like, go on. How bad can it be? The crocodile. And that's Mrs. Twit.
The vegan would love to be in a giant peach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too right.
We would love that.
That was another treat we'd gone on because we'd done a lot of work.
Right, so now we all know who the vegan is. So now everyone can now. So calling them the alias is completely pointless because you've already said your writing partner. You've already named your writing partner earlier in the episode.
I just think he'd be shy if I say his name.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be shy.
No. You said his name earlier.
You said his name earlier.
We can cut it out and keep the mystery going.
We can cut out whatever you want
these days.
Benito, bleep the vegan's name when Katie said it earlier.
Did you? What was it like to win, TM?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we went on holiday the next day, so it was great. Went straight from TM to Luton Airport, stayed in a hotel, and then
that's what you win. People don't talk about that. That you win a holiday.
It's funny, isn't it? Like people, whenever people like, you know, ask me about it, they always say things like, you seem like you didn't want to win. And I think I really did, but yeah. I think I just hid it well.
I think that's good. I think that's the more dignified way to go.
I took it as an insult, more like I didn't look, you know, passionate enough or something.
Well, you were brilliant at it. I think you did want to win. You were really good at it.
I think I was quite reserved.
I don't think you're reserved. I think with me yelling further down the line and then Badil doing whatever the fuck he was up to.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I can't comment.
I'll give you your menu back now, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
You would like some dash water with lime, but before that, you want an amuse bouche of a Trek bar as soon as you get in.
Yeah.
Problems of bread, you would like the Dean Street Townhouse bread, not a piece of toast. Starter, plate of chips from Ely.
Yeah, from Ely. I think it was called Ruby something.
Ruby chips. Main course, spaghetti carbonara from Florence. Mm. Side dish, a small cold lasagna. Mm-hmm. Drink, a DC with lemon and a bit of ice.
Yeah.
Or straight out of the can, what do you prefer?
Straight out of the can, please.
Yeah. Dessert, 3-tier cake stand with giant strawberries and white chocolate buttons, small piece of cheesecake, Mum's apple crumble. Oh, listen to him. Listen to Toasty. Your menu's made him hungry. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. We're going out for dinner straight after this.
You and Toast. Toast will love some worms, actually, to be fair.
It is very Roald Dahl worm salad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really comfortable.
Is that in the Twits? Does one of them get fed worms?
I should know. I'm the same height as you should know. You've done it.
I think she feeds him worms at one point.
Katie, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much to Katie for coming on the podcast. Do not forget, her book Delicacy is available for purchase, and a very fine book it is too.
Yes, go out and buy that. Thank you very much, Katie, for coming on.
She did not say a piece of toast, James.
Yes, that could have been dicey.
Yeah.
But thankfully, thankfully for us, she didn't pick toast.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah, if people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.